Welcome everyone to the Conspiracies, Crimes, and Curses podcast, hosted by Anthony Pavena and DJ Mad Max. As you all know, we're still thinking of a title. I really still haven't thought of any other title yet, but we'll think of something eventually. So how are you doing tonight?
Same old man, you know?
Yeah.
Still read a lot today.
Oh, yeah?
Took a nice walk, dude. You gotta get out and walk.
I don't take walks.
Yeah, there's something about walking, dude. It's good for the mind. I think it's like the fresh air.
Probably. Just getting out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
It's important, but I don't do that. I'm staying in the house, actually. I told you, like, a few weeks ago, I just don't trust it. When you have neighbors walking by your house, coughing, not covering their mouths, I'm not going out there.
But, man, like, you're outside, man. Like, that's just, like, the free air.
Yeah. The free air.
Man. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
They keep talking and stuff.
The free air can be contaminated. You know? So, if you're tuning in now, this is the Conspiracies, Crimes, and Curses podcast with Anthony Pavena and DJ Mad Max. As you all know, we'll probably discuss many topics tonight, including updates on the coronavirus, much more NFL draft news ahead, and anything that just comes to mind we'll be discussing here tonight, and anything in recent news, especially as Anthony Pavena's just walked out of the camera angle from the podcast, and I believe he's coming back right now. So what do you want to talk about tonight? It's always a random discussion.
Yo, there's tons, man. I even, like, the virus stuff is out of whack right now. I think in this area, we're pretty much over the curve.
Mm-hmm.
At least I think so.
I hope so. I mean, Connecticut just had its highest death toll yesterday. You can hear me? You can hear me? Oh no. I was having problems with this last night. Okay, I think it's my connection.
Yeah, the connection was very weird.
Oh my god. It happened to me last night 5 times in my interview. 5 times.
Yo, do you have, like, Zoom? Do you use Zoom?
I usually do just FaceTime. Why, Zoom is better?
Zoom has like, a pretty good connection. I was on last night with, like, five other friends.
And it worked well? There was no network connection issues? Yeah, maybe. I don't know, maybe I should look into that. FaceTime is just garbage.
It's, I don't know what it is.
Anytime it's a low Wi-Fi amount, yeah.
But what was I saying? Like, I think that in this area, the virus spread, I think, is, like, a little bit over the curve, but we can't abandon the social distancing, man. We gotta keep going at it. We gotta go full throttle.
Yeah. And as I said before, the network got all messed up here with the Wi-Fi. It was the highest death toll for Connecticut yesterday, so things are getting worse here.
Mm-hmm. Is it really good? Well, don't forget, when you reach a peak, you go down. So, I mean,
hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But Pavena, there's a lot of things that the doctors have not found through research yet. We don't know if you ever get rid of the virus. Do you have it forever? There's also people saying online, doctors and researchers that are saying that it affects the brain system. It just other things I've been reading, and it's like, we don't even know what this virus does to us when we get it. Does it stay with us? And how does it affect our system?
I mean, we have no idea yet. All I know, what I'm going by, though, is recoveries. Like, people that are, like, recovering.
Yeah.
I'll always go by that, because we got to take as much positive news as we can, man. Like, we can't be digging too deep into this stuff, because if we do, we're only going to stress ourselves out more. We can't be doing that.
Yeah.
So, I look at the amount of people that have recovered. I look at the amount of hospital visits that are going down. I look at the amount of, you know, just cases that are just going down. You got to look at positivity here, man, because this is a very negative time.
Yeah. There's very little positivity, but I assume it's there
somewhere.
You got to
take it as much as you can. Even if it's like a small stat.
Yeah. Then I was reading online on Twitter the other day that Los Angeles was reporting, or California, same thing, were reporting that there may not be sports until 2021.
Yo, let me go and do something quick, expound on that, and I know exactly what to like talk about when I get back.
Okay.
And quit.
So, yesterday I read a tweet on Twitter that Los Angeles was reporting that we may not have sports until 2021. So that would mean no football, no baseball, no basketball, no hockey, you name it. Until there's a vaccine. I've heard from friends of mine who know people that work for ticket stubs and arenas that deal with selling tickets and selling out venues, saying that they will be not holding events in their venues until fall of 2021, which is an estimated year, and that would be the same amount of time a vaccine would have to be made. So we would not be able to attend a sporting event or a concert until then, and maybe even further than that, because we have to see how people react to the vaccine. Does it fully help people? We don't know. And this is all things that remain unseen. So until then, we probably will be in quarantine, and if not in quarantine, we're definitely going to be wearing masks for a very long time until this just all dies out. But, I mean, it's too much of a risk. We could be in quarantine, which I read, between 5 to 18 months. And that's something that a lot of people will not want to deal with, but it's going to have to be something people have to do in order to remain safe and avoid the virus that is just taking a toll on our country.
Yo, so you're talking about what were you expounding on?
I was elaborating on the whole year worth of no sports according to Los Angeles, which may happen. I also heard from friends of mine who know people that work for arenas and venues that say that they won't be, you know, selling tickets to any function and at any time in the near future for at least until fall of 2021. I'm not sure what venue. I'm not sure. They just told me that they know people work for venues, and they said they're trying to come up with a solution, but it's very unlikely, and that they're going to have to put a hold off until things get better and there's a vaccine.
I mean, hopefully this whole like 2021 stuff with the vaccine is just like, it's like one of those things where like if it was like any other disease, you take your time. We need the scientists and the experts to really pedal to the metal here.
Vaccine. And this is their job. This is their time now. They have to come up with a vaccine. I get that it's a, you know, there's a lot of pressure on them.
It's a lot of pressure.
Of course. But now is the time to do their job to help people and come up with vaccines for people and to keep people who are healthy safe as well.
Yep.
You know, now is the time. And I want concrete results. I don't need doctors and scientists coming out saying, oh, well, you know, because I know Dr. Fauci was on the news. I don't know if it's true or not. I've read it somewhere. You always got to be careful what you read nowadays, especially now and post 2016 with the whole Facebook conundrum. But there was something I read from Dr. Fauci saying that, oh, it's possible that we'll go on summer vacations and we'll probably go back to school next semester. We don't know that. And then the next day he's like, well, I don't know. And it's like, is that true?
We don't know. It's back and forth.
We don't
know.
Don't be throwing out predictions that aren't based on any facts. I want facts.
We all want facts, dude, but the thing is that you gotta look at it in a way, is like, it is what it is, and it'll be what it'll be. We can't predict, we can't be predicting nothing, man. It's like trying to predict the freaking NBA champion.
Well, it's not gonna be the Knicks.
Huh?
It's not gonna be the Knicks.
Absolutely not gonna be the Knicks. Maybe one day, but
yeah, when I'm dead and gone.
Dead and gone. Come on, man. You're like, what? Like 20? How old are you? 19?
Yeah.
20?
20.
20? You still got time, man. The Knicks will definitely win a chip.
Say that to the 100-year-old Cub fans that didn't see them win the championship, the World Series.
Oh, my God. Poor Cub fans. But with the L.A. stuff, not even just L.A., like the whole state of California, aren't they opening up like two new stadiums?
Yeah.
In California?
I've heard that.
What is it? The Rams stadium and the are the Rams and Chargers sharing the stadium?
I believe so. I think so. Let me double check on that. That's a good question. Do the Rams play where the Chargers play? Let's see. Oh, hold on. No, they play separate.
Oh, really? Separate?
Yeah, separate. But the new stadium, I think it's called SoFi Stadium, which is under construction right now. They'll be playing in the same stadium, just like the Jets and Giants, which I think is terrible. I hate MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, don't remind me. So they're gonna be in the same stadium, but the stadium was it finished or is it not finished yet?
It's not finished yet.
Damn. God knows when it will finish, dude.
Especially now, everything's paused now.
There are movies and TV shows that have been pushed back because production, especially if you're like in post production, it's been stopped.
Yep.
The Walking Dead just had their season 10 finale.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Pushed back. We talked about that last week. They had their season finale pushed back.
What's going to happen with the new Halloween Kills?
How about it just gets canceled and never comes out? I'll take that. I think we all would.
Can we just keep the classics alive? Only the first, for you, Pavetta, the first five.
I'll take six. Dude, I told you, man, six is not that bad of a movie.
Okay, yeah. I'll take it.
It just had, like, a really, like, weird concept that kind of didn't need to be there, but I understood why they felt the need to do it. So, 1 through 6, man. Even 3.
Even 3.
Has nothing to do with Michael Myers.
It's a solid movie, actually.
Pretty, very good movie.
People just don't like it because Michael Myers isn't in it.
That was the truth.
Yeah.
What if John Carpenter just decided to like
make an anthology series?
Yeah, just like resume where he left off.
I think it would be more interesting than the Halloween plot with Michael Myers because they don't know where to go with it.
I think it'd be better than the new freaking Twilight Zone with, what's his name?
Jordan Peele. Oh, you know how I feel about him.
Good.
You know how I feel. Peele. You like him, right?
Yeah, but I heard that, like, the new Twilight Zone series was not
horrible.
Honestly up to par.
You know how I feel about the new Candyman trailer. I think it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, you've been telling me.
Yeah, horrible.
My goodness. Did you, see the plan that Dr. Fauci said could be for baseball? He says that baseball could come back.
With no fan base, right?
Essentially, like, sequestering all the players and staff and coaches and everybody into, like, I think either Florida or Arizona in this, like, biosphere and, like, I think it's like a biodome, he said, actually. they can't leave.
No, so just keep it on pause. Why are we going to do this?
And you have to, like, and you have to monitor all the players, and you have to get, and they have to be tested, like, every week. Every player tests every week. It's like, where are all these tests coming from?
It's too risky. Why are we going to put the players in jeopardy? As soon as one player gets it, the whole league is going to be under that virus plague.
It's not necessarily about, like, the health of the players, although it is. Like, you're talking about testing every player every week. Where are all these tests being made available?
Yeah.
Like, give it to the freaking public. Give it to everybody else.
I'm gonna tell you why. Rich people are getting the test first. I believe that.
Oh yeah, that's definitely a fact.
Yeah.
That's why the African American Latino communities, they've been ravaged.
Yeah.
Like, bad. It's been bad. Well, because health insurance is hard to come by in those communities. It just is.
Yeah.
That really goes into the, now that's more socioeconomic inequality and stuff like that, which obviously you know, I know, anybody at St. John's definitely knows about, especially in the radio station.
Oh, the great WSJU radio, right?
Yep, they all know.
Oh.
But this is what income inequality and socioeconomic inequality truly, like, bring. Like, this is, like, a case in point when a certain group of people have the ability to go to the hospital to see a doctor with symptoms because they can pay for it, because they do have health insurance. Meanwhile, another group of people can't do that because they don't have said insurance.
Yeah.
That's just the reality of America, man.
Hopefully things will change, but it'll never change.
That's why Bernie Sanders was, like, you know, kind of like the one true hope. Now you got Joe Biden. You see Obama endorse Biden?
Yeah. Are you surprised, though? That was his VP.
Not surprised. And Warren and Bernie, they all endorsed him, which makes it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Everybody keeps on saying that, first off, I don't know how this election is happening. I mean, I want it to happen in November.
Oh, no, it better happen. I don't want any more of Trump. It better happen. It better happen. You know what's funny, though, Pavena? How about we question this? Trump, he's been around many people that have had this virus, and he's just come away unscathed by this.
Oh, we don't know.
Untouched.
He could be asymptomatic, although he was tested, I think, and he did come up negative, like, a couple weeks ago.
I think Trump is the Antichrist. I really do.
That's bold.
I think he's the Antichrist. I'm convinced this guy has been managed to escape getting this virus, and he's come in contact with many people that have had it. And we've said, and you've said plenty of times, you can't win on policy. Just his actions, just the way he treats people, he treats the media. If you look at the media, at the press White House, there's sometimes, I get that they may ask him outrageous questions that are just ridiculous sometimes, but there's times when that they want to get actual facts and they want to have some sort of hope answered for the people, and he just dismisses them, and it's unpresidential.
Yeah, this has been a theme for 5 years now, man. And when I say that Trump can't win on policy, that, like, what is policy anymore?
There is none.
Like, honestly, like, what is policy? Like, how are you gonna handle my friggin' taxes? Nobody cares. People care about attributes that lead to, like, your strength and your weakness. That's all people care about. What's your stance on this? What's your stance on, you know, abortion? What's your stance on, you know, income inequality? What's your stance on race and stuff like that? As I've said many times, man, that's not policy. Policy is what you're doing, like, with the economy and stuff like that. Criminal justice reform. That's policy, because you work with people on that. Climate change. That's policy.
Yeah.
Race, it's really either you like black people or don't like black people. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
Or any other minority group, to be quite honest. Abortion, it's either you're pro-choice or pro-life. It's that simple. I mean, Roe v. Wade is a law, like, it's there. It's either you're for it or you're against it. If you're for it, then that's Roe v. Wade. It's that simple. Like, there's no policy. Like, it is legal to get an abortion in this country. In most states.
Yeah.
In some states, they've made it illegal. But, like, you see what I mean? But, like, that's what this country is, man. And I told you this weeks ago. You had all these people bitching about how there's no Medicare for all with this pandemic. And then Biden went out and just was starting winning all these freaking primaries. He was winning everything, dude. And then Biden is now going to be the nominee. Like, that's really America.
Yeah.
Is that really, is it really, it's so confusing.
It is.
Really is for eggs. Really confused. But they're all rallying behind Joe. Joe is just... Have you seen some of these videos of Joe Biden? He went on The View, I think, like, last week, and was just like... It was just like, we gotta take care of, like, the cure. That's the real problem. And they're like, what? What are you saying? Like, we gotta take care of the cure. Like, what is this man thinking? If he is even thinking.
I don't know.
It's incoherent. Like, you're speechless. It's mental incoherence. He's got nothing left in his head. He's a nice, peaceful man. But Bernie Sanders was truly the one true hope. And the system, and the system ran him out big.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I mean, it's like, for instance, James Dolan.
Okay.
Do you honestly expect a bright, intelligent executive to go into the Knicks while James Dolan is really at the helm as the owner?
No.
I mean, okay, Masai Ujiri, I think, is like a Bernie Sanders when it comes to, like, basketball.
Nice.
Because if Knicks fans like yourself found out that Masai Ujiri was hired as the Knicks' next general manager, you'd be pretty excited.
Yeah. Well, I was excited for many moves that the Knicks had made, like David Fizdale, and that just turned to crap.
You were excited for Fizdale?
Yeah, I was. You know, because I saw what he did with the Grizzlies team. He brought out the heart in that team, and I thought he was going to do that with the Knicks, and just nothing came about.
Not to mention that he got into, like, a freaking, like, war with Marc Gasol.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah.
But, like,
and the media, he always fought with the media.
Always fought with the media, yep, absolutely. And to be honest, that Grizzly team had much more talent than this current Knicks team, by far. If the Knicks had Marc Gasol, we'd be having a different conversation. They would be in a much different position.
A better one at that.
Mm-hmm. What I want to know is, well, let me finish my point, though, about James Dolan and, like, the system of, like, America. James Dolan represents the system, and the system is always going to fuck shit up. It really is.
Yeah.
No matter who. Like, okay. When Phil Jackson was brought here, was brought to the Knicks, did anybody really think that he was going to be a complete screw-up? I don't think anybody
did. No. Everyone was happy about that move. Everyone thought it was a positive move for the Knicks. And we didn't need him. He came in and he made us worse. He set us back 2 or more decades. We are still here.
Two or more decades, man. I mean, all those people, most of those people are gone besides Frank Ntilikina. He's still here. But
no, but it's just the constant rebuild. It's all Phil Jackson's fault. We were heading in the right direction. We had Mike Woodson as our head coach. We had a solid roster. And I get that we had veteran players and it wasn't going to last very long. But this is what happens. You can scout and get better players in the draft. I don't want to be drafting Frank Ntilikina. You know?
But, like, what does it take? And, by the way, I'm done with that point. You know, James Dolan, the system in the United States, Masai Ujiri is basically the Bernie Sanders. He would be someone that would bring hope to the Knicks. Because look at what he did for Toronto. He brought him a title.
Yeah.
You know? But what's it going to take for the Knicks to make that smart decision like teams like Golden State? Now, Golden State, I mean, they were on the right track, but they weren't much really before Curry. I think all it takes is just one player.
Do you feel as though? Oh yeah, I think so. But do you feel as though Porzingis was that guy for the Knicks?
I don't think so.
They needed someone more.
Just think about this: did Steph Curry ever have his brother or a friggin' relative be his agent and just start shit? No.
Oh, his brother was a troublemaker.
That's the thing, man. Kristaps was just—he was bullied big time. I think he felt like he was in the right place, but it wasn't gonna get better. So why stay? Like, they don't need, like, some guy with, like, all, like, the friggin', like, flashy unicorn moves, like Kristaps Porzingis, man. They need a guy that
Gets the job done.
Plus, I mean, come on, man. You saw from Kristaps' movements, man. His legs were bound to snap. I remember when he tore his...
He dunked on Giannis.
His ACL.
Dunked on Giannis.
Yep, I remember that shit, man. He's too tall.
That was a stake in the heart. That was a stake in the heart for me. I was watching that live. I said, oh.
You gotta be kidding me.
You can't win.
I remember when a buddy of mine years ago, back when Durant was like 22, and he was in the finals, like, against the Heat. And my friend kept on saying, like, you know, Durant's incredible, but he's gotta get, like, more meat on his bones, man. He's so skinny. That's how you'll get hurt. You gotta get more strength, especially in your lower body. I don't think Kristaps really was conscious of that. He paid a big price, man. He lost the whole season.
Yeah.
Or was it more, man? Did he miss more than a season?
Yeah. Because there was still time left to play in the season that he tore his ACL.
Yeah. But I think it was, I think it was mid-season he tore up the knee. And I think it was the next season that they were asking, like, will Kristaps come back? Is he coming back? And then eventually they were like, nah, he's not coming back. So we're like, that's great. I remember walking outside the garden and seeing, like, this big wall.
Mm-hmm.
You've walked into the garden.
I've never been to a Knicks game.
Really? But have you been to Madison Square Garden?
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I would love to go to a Knicks game. Here's the thing. Why am I going to waste a bunch of money to watch them lose. You know what the outcome's gonna be. The only time I should have went was when they were in the playoffs that year in 2012, 2013. That's when I should have went.
That would be expensive.
It probably would have been, but it would have been worth it because I would have actually had a competitive team on the floor in front of me and not just get it killed by 20.
No, but you want your story funny. When you go into the entrance of Madison Square Garden, on the left side of the entrance, you'll see like this big wall.
Yeah.
And it had the Knick players on it, like the Knicks, like the Knick starting five. You want to hear what it was?
What was it?
And it was like a big thing to like get people hyped because this was like this is our team. They were really excited. Kristaps Porzingis.
Uh-huh.
Joakim Noah.
Derrick Rose. Courtney Lee.
And Courtney Lee.
Oh.
Like, that was the team, man. That was the team. Those guys are going to be the NBA champs, man. Did you feel that at all?
Okay, I'll admit, I bought into it. I bought into it.
To be honest, dude, I mean, I didn't really feel like a championship team there, but I felt like a
playoff team.
Yeah, you would think. Didn't happen.
Yeah. And they had Brandon Jennings on the bench.
Brandon Jennings or Brandon Knight?
Brandon Jennings.
Did they have both?
No, just Brandon Jennings. He's six man.
Why was I thinking Brandon Knight?
I don't know.
Is that even like a real player?
Yeah, Brandon Knight's a real player.
I thought they had him.
No. Trust me, the Knicks have had a tremendous amount of talentless players over the league. Over the years.
You mean talentless or talented? Talentless. Talentless? Come on, man. Steve Novak was very talented.
Okay, no, he was great. I'm talking about that whole frame of when they were being called a super team, and after that, the year before then. Let's go down the list. We can go down the quick list of players. Oh, we had Ron Baker.
Ron Baker. He's one of the best college players of all time.
Oh, yeah. Langston Galloway,
yeah, he was what it... Fans loved him.
Samuel Dallenberg.
He's that was another Phil Jackson special.
Jose Calderon.
A Phil Jackson special, man.
Lou Amundson. Can I keep going?
Keep going, man.
Shane Larkin.
He was a Brooklyn Net.
Alexi Shved.
Yeah, Shved. Those are the foreign people. I don't really know.
Mindaugas Kuzminskas?
Dude, you know more than me, man. They got all these Russian guys. Didn't they have Timofey Mozgov? No, I don't think they had him.
Mozgov. No, they didn't.
I don't think he was ever a Net.
No, they had Cole Aldrich.
Not LaMarcus Aldrich.
No, they had, wasn't it Cole Aldrich? Was that his name?
God forbid they get LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, I know.
They get his freaking evil twin, Cole Aldridge.
But remember those guys? They had a Billy Hernangómez.
He was good, man. That should have been a big trade chip, but I don't even know what they got.
They got like a second round pick.
I wonder what they use it on. Who they use it on. Willie Hernangómez. He's still playing on the team, but...
Just think about all those players the Knicks had. Horrible.
It's bad management, dude. That's all Mills and Perry.
And then we had Kurt Rambis, who remember?
Kurt Rambis. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's all Phil. That was another Phil Jackson special. It was all Phil Jackson, man. He had to trade Ray Felton and Tyson Chandler. Just to get...
Got rid of J.R. Smith and Iman Shumpert, sent them to the Cavs. And they won a ring with LeBron. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That's like when Revis went to the Patriots to win a Super Bowl. Like
a dagger. Dagger to the heart of Jets fans. Forever. It will be.
Darrell Revis. No one is a known as a New York Jet, has a ring. But
with,
for the Pats,
with the Patriots.
And it's like when Ty Law, the cornerback from the Patriots who won those first three Super Bowls, came to the Jets in 08.
Oh, yeah.
Did horrible.
It's typical, though. It's typical.
Well, Ty Law is a Hall of Famer. Don't forget. But when you go to the Jets, that Hall of Fame talent just, like, leads you.
Yeah. He left that in New England.
Left that in New England.
Left it in Foxborough.
Hmm. Can't tell you the last Hall of Fame player to play for the Jets, to be quite honest.
Nick Mangold? Yeah, I think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame.
I think so, too. Nick Mangold, talk about a loyal soldier. Held down the offensive line like no other.
Yeah, for no reason. We never won.
Well, he was on those teams that went
to
the
championship. Yeah, but if you think about it, that's just 2 years.
Think about how close. I remember those AFC title games, man.
They
had a 17-3 lead or 17-6 or...
Yeah, they were leading in both games. They were leading against the Colts, and they were leading against the Colts and the Steelers both games.
No. They were down 24-0 against the Steelers.
Oh, they were? I thought at halftime they were leading. I don't know.
No, they were down 24. They were down 24-0. Came back to make it. I think it was like 24-19. And I don't think Sanchez got a chance to go for a game-winning drive in that fourth quarter.
No. Some people think, especially sports analysts and experts, think that if Sanchez had the opportunity to get back on the field...
But it happened.
Could have took us right to the Super Bowl.
My goodness.
Just imagine that. The Jets in the Super Bowl.
Well, what's weird is, like, the Jets faced the Colts in the AFC title game in 09. They lose that game. Then the next postseason, they play the Colts in the freaking wild card game. Same building. And they beat them.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that?
How come they couldn't beat them the year before?
Like, and beat them where it counts, man. You're a game away from the Super Bowl. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's the Jets for you.
They blew that game bad. Peyton just stormed back, man. He was down, man. They were losing at halftime.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think it was like 17-10 or 17-6. It's a nice lead. You would take that in any playoff game.
As long as you can hold that lead.
The defense wasn't bad, man. The defense, it was that typical Rex Ryan defense. Stopping the run. I don't think it was stopping the pass, although Darrell Revis was in his prime.
Yeah.
I don't know. So long ago.
Yeah. And we haven't been back in 10 years. And counting.
And counting. But I wanna just go back to the original question from way back. What's it gonna take for the Knicks to be like
playoffs
the
again?
Or like the Jazz. Like, look at the Jazz. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
Look at the Nuggets. Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell.
Jokic.
Where are those players?
And Jokic. We don't have someone like Jokic.
No.
Knicks can't get that player. They can't attract any all-star player at all. Apparently the Nets can. Two of them.
Well, those are for free agency. I haven't really been a fan of Brooklyn's drafting over these past couple of years. I mean, Caris LeVert he's pretty good, but he just gets hurt a lot. Hurt a ton. They have to be better drafting.
So do the Knicks. I'm not a fan of the Knicks drafting. RJ Barrett, I mean, he just fell into our lap at the third pick, and that's who we had to take. That was the best player available. But all these other drafts, come on. Could have took Donovan Mitchell that year. Even Dennis Smith, who we ended up trading for.
And he turned out to be nothing, Dennis Smith.
Yeah, so that's a waste. But it's...
If the Knicks had somebody like Damian Lillard, they'd be set. Because everything else, in terms of constructing your roster, could just fall into place.
Yeah.
Because if you have that star point guard that could drop.
And that's what they need. The Knicks need a point guard desperately.
Exactly.
I don't want Elfrid Payton. Don't give me him. I don't give me Frank Ntilikina.
And don't put RJ Barrett at point guard.
Yeah, no.
They remember they tried that?
Yeah.
Just to solve.
And I hated Fizdale's lineups. I said that all the time. I said he was just terrible at his lineup assignments. You never knew what lineup you were getting every night. It was a different lineup.
Well, that was all Fizdale. Fizdale's lineups were like... It was
random.
Like what?
It was random.
Well, because he was trying to see what would fit.
You know what it was? It was like maybe him doing his own little lottery session of, oh, who's going to play tonight? And he puts all the names into a jar and he just pulls out the names. Oh, this is the starting lineup tonight. That's what it was like. As a Knicks fan, you never had one starting player on there. Besides what? RJ Barrett? Marcus Morris?
So here's the thing. I'm going to put the GM role, even the owner role. You have all authority for the Knicks organization. What are you doing?
I don't even know what to do. Where do you start? Get rid of everyone except for RJ Barrett and Mitchell Robinson.
Get rid of everybody?
Get rid of everyone. You need a point guard. And to be honest, I'm not even satisfied with Mitchell Robinson. How do I know he's going to be a dominant center? He's too fragile for me.
Really? Like he's not like a Roy Hibbert?
Yeah, he's not tough. He's just there for alley-oops and a few blocks.
What's that term mean? Spread the floor.
Spread the floor. I think the spacing.
Like what do you mean? Like in the post? He backs up the defenders.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Yeah.
Puts up space.
Yeah.
Because that's what like Roy Hibbert, a guy like that, would be able to do.
We need a center that will body their opponents, back them down, get tough. The Knicks are just fragile. They get pushed around. They're too fragile.
Yeah, I know, but that. That toughness left a long time ago.
Yeah, it left
with Oakley.
Yeah, it left in the '90s.
Yeah, left with Charles Oakley. Got carried out.
Yeah.
Of the Garden, but it's I don't know, man. They need one stud.
And it's not happening unless they draft them. And I'm not relying on who they draft.
You know what's really like sad is that people were doubting Zion Williamson. Because of his leg injuries and shit, and the fact that he looked out of shape. If the Knicks won that lottery and they drafted Zion, that's it. That's all you need. Well, not all.
You remember the night they lost the lottery and I was there at the station with you?
Like, you're pissed off. I could definitely imagine, man. You were pissed. But if they had Zion,
the Pelicans came up with the number one pick.
They'd be on their way. Because look at, because do you see the numbers he was
putting up? Oh, he was putting up. The numbers he was putting up. And the doubt he was getting.
Yep. In the short amount of time that he was on the floor,
yeah.
He was dazzling. That's what the Knicks need. They need somebody that could bring enough attention to their brand. Like Jeremy Lin, but with 10 times more sustainability. Jeremy Lin was never going to be sustained.
No.
Never was. But someone like Zion, he's a young kid. Even a guy like John Morant, I mean, same thing. You need a guy.
Yeah. And who will that be and when will we get him? That's the question.
And plus, you gotta... They gotta freaking clean up their image.
Oh yeah, Steve Stout's doing that real well, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what that's gonna take. I mean, how many people can you bring in? You could bring in Jay-Z to fix something.
I don't want him in there fixing anything. He did a great job with the Nets.
Oh, he did a great dude. He I think he freaking saved the Nets.
You think so? Well,
yeah,
okay.
Because the Nets went from the freaking 9-win team in Jersey.
9 games. And then they won, what was it, they won the first 2 games that year.
Yeah, they were like 2-0, and then they freaking sucked. They were just abominable. He made that into like an actual brand that, yeah, it does have a small fan base. It's more of a niche fan base. But it brings people to the team. Do you know what they have brought to that team? It's not just Durant and Kyrie.
Yeah.
You got guys like Deron Williams and Joe Johnson.
The trade for Garnett,
yeah,
and Pierce.
Mm-hmm. Like, those moves were bold. Like, the Knicks aren't really in a position to make, like a bold move like
and
that.
And they never will. You know what, Pavana? I just come to terms with reality with my team. They'll never make a bold move. Whether it's the Jets, the Knicks, and even the Mets nowadays, especially. You heard the trade rumors last night of Odell Beckham Jr. supposedly...
to the Vikings?
Yeah, getting traded to the Vikings.
How about if Joe Douglas calls up the Browns and says, listen, let's work something out here.
Yeah.
Because you already spent a ton on offensive line. I mean, with the picks that he would have, you could fill out defense. And I think Odell, like, still has, I don't know how much is still on his contract. I think, like, 3 more years. You need a stud wide receiver.
Yeah, and you know what? The Jets could have traded for him. They still could. And you know what? They won't.
No.
We're going to end up getting Henry Ruggs III in the freaking draft on next week.
And we'll definitely have fun with that. We should do a freaking... actually, not.
What were you thinking? A live draft reaction?
Yeah, I wish. But, like, I don't really know these players. Like, last year...
I was going to bring it up tonight. Who are the most complete and confident prospects in this draft? We don't know.
Well, obviously Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he's going first out of LSU. He's going first.
Chase Young, Isaiah Simmons.
The edge out of Ohio State, yeah.
Andrew Thomas is a ton. Okuda is a lot. It's a very big wide receiver draft, man.
But you know what? I don't know who is that guy out of this draft. They're saying this is a wide receiver heavy draft, offensive line heavy draft. But if we do select a wide receiver with the 11th pick, the Jets. Now, if we select whoever it is, Henry Ruggs III
or
Jerry Jeudy.
I think it's Jeudy.
Yeah, but I'm not confident with another Alabama player. I'm sick of it. All the Alabama players that we drafted over the years have never panned out. And one example last year, Quinnen Williams, who's been terrible. He was a no-show in his...
Quinnen Williams.
Horrible. A no-show in his rookie year.
I feel you.
I'm done with the Alabama players, man.
He's done, bro. You want to wrap this up, man?
Oh, yeah. Let's wrap it up, and then next week... Do you want to do a live draft reaction?
I'd rather, I don't really, know these players too well.
Last year, I knew them very well. I did them with Donnie last year. I did the live draft reaction with Donnie. I knew players going into the 5th round last year. This year, it's just a toss-up.
It's different, but... Yeah, let me get my socials... Instagram is @TEANOOCH96.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter @TheRealMax, TheReelMax. You can listen to all of our previous episodes on my YouTube channel, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, or my website, MaxRCoughlan.com, MaxRCoughlan.com. And you go to shows and you scroll down in the show section, you see Conspiracies, Crimes, and Curses. And you can listen to all the previous episodes. We're also available on Podbean and Anchor. But we are fully moved to YouTube for now until things get back to normal. But, I mean, we could just stay like this anyway. This is fine with me.
Yes, fine. I do have a topic for next week that I just thought of.
What's that?
The making of the Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
like you may think it's like all like fun sunshine and daisies, man, but it was a fucked up time, and I'll tell you why next week.
Okay, I'm actually curious about this. Okay, yeah, we can get into that.
Oh yes.
All right, and thank you for everyone who tuned in tonight, and stay safe.